Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Well, we're coming down the home stretch now, 2 weeks until Election Day, and it seems like things are pretty close in many states. How do you read the polls?
You know, I don't actually pay much attention to polls. You know, these days when you see sort of the leftist violence against conservatives and all these things, I just don't see too many people. You know, plenty of people will be supportive. You see that in the turnout and the rallies. I just think there's a big portion of people that will just say, hey, you know what, I'm going to keep my politics to myself, or, you know, I'm writing in Jill Stein or some sort of nonsense like that. We saw that a lot in 16. So, you know, what I really judge it on is just the enthusiasm. You know, when I do these rallies and, you know, in the middle of the day, in the middle of a state, you know, in the middle of nowhere, you know, I can get 1,000 people to show up for me, not, you know, not the president, for me. You know, there's people that are fed up of what's going on. There's people that are just excited that a president's actually delivered results for them finally. Donald Trump delivered the strongest economy we've ever known. He delivered prison reform. He delivered opportunity zones. He's pulling us out of the endless wars, the highest number of new startup businesses. He's getting peace deals done in the Middle East. I mean, peace deals in the Middle East, these things, you know, that's something that we've been hearing about for our entire lives, but no one's ever delivered. Donald Trump's getting it done. So, you know, I think people see that. But again, we don't have the sort of benefit of having a mainstream media that will cover for us.
We're with Donald Trump Jr.
Last week, we had Rudy Giuliani on. He broke the news about having the hard drive of Hunter Biden and some of the emails that he talked about there and that situation. You said that, you know, it got censored by social media. Do you find or do you believe that there was any collusion between Twitter, an executive there who used to work for Kamala Harris, and the Biden campaign?
I'm sure there is, you know, and, you know, Joe Biden's got people that work at Facebook on his thing and all of these, you know, 100%, but it's more pervasive than that. I mean, I think that happened almost without question, but the reality is that everyone at these social media companies feel the same way. They're all leftists. They're all going to do whatever they can to protect Joe Biden. They're all, you know, super radical leftists. They want Kamala Harris to win. It's not about Joe Biden. Joe Biden's the camouflage to get the radical left in there. I'm sure that was happening, but even if it wasn't happening, everyone else that works at those companies feels the same way. That's the problem. I mean, this election, when you see what that happened, I mean, again, this isn't the National Enquirer. It's a 200-year-old paper that broke this story. No one's refuting it. No one's saying it wasn't accurate, including the Biden campaign. And, you know, if it was inaccurate, you'd think they would have come out after 5 days and said, okay, it's inaccurate. But they're not doing that. And they're just, they go into hiding knowing that social media will cover for them. And so that's what I'm saying. Like, free speech is on the table this election. What can't they do it to, and what won't they do it to push their agenda? So the Republicans have to push back on that and make sure that that happens, that we get some 230 reform, that we rein in these companies because they're out of control. And you saw that, you know, I guess the Department of Justice or someone did it as it relates to Google, which has been doing the same thing, manipulating search data. If you look up Donald Trump, all you'll see is negative articles. You won't see the positive ones. You have to actually actively go to look at. If you want to see Breitbart News, they won't even show it to you on Google. You know, that stuff has to be broken up.
Like you say, everywhere the campaign goes, there are thousands and thousands of people that turn out. Why does he feel it necessary, for instance, when he threw Dr. Anthony Fauci under the bus by calling him an idiot and a disaster? Why would he have to do that?
Well, I think he looks at the American people who are suffering. I mean, if you look at Sweden, if you look at the World Health Organization, all these guys are saying these lockdowns haven't worked. They have not been effective. The therapeutics have. But you look at the models that Fauci has been pushing out there. Not one of them has ever been right. Not one ever been right. But because he will strike fear in the minds of Americans, they'll shut down the economy like the Democrats want to do forever, even though that's proven it's not working. it sort of feels like Anthony Fauci's never met a camera he didn't like. He wants to be on TV. He wants to be loved by the left. And he's creating a fear that's probably an irrational fear. That doesn't mean we don't have to take things responsibly. I think we can exercise precaution without shutting down our entire country forever, like he would want to do. We've seen the disaster that that causes. We see the disaster potential that that would have if people lost their jobs and their businesses and their livelihoods and their families ultimately because of the stress, what would lead to alcoholism and mental issues. It would be far worse than anything, you know, the disease has done. My father, you know, he got it. He's been through it. You know, he was out of there in 2 days. Again, that's not to say it's not real for some people, but every American isn't equally affected in this. If you're elderly, if you have those pre-existing conditions, yeah, take those extra precautions. Do that. But, you know, someone who's essentially pushing to just lock down everything forever, that doesn't work. It's not realistic. The Democrats don't care because they don't care if they destroy the economy. They'll put you on a government program, and you'll be a Democrat voter for life. That's not the way we think as conservatives.
Speaking of jobs and COVID-19, you know, Pennsylvania was endured some harsh lockdowns here through the Democratic governor, yeah. Tom Wolf. The Joe Biden campaign is spending a lot of money right now saying that Joe Biden would prop up U.S. jobs and sort of do that Buy American rally cry here in Pennsylvania. Do you find that message familiar to your fathers?
Yeah, I mean, I know Joe Biden has a long history of plagiarism. You know, he got to drop out of a presidential race in 1988 for it. He's stealing Bernie Sanders' platform. But that's the thing. He can say those things. He can do that. No one's going to check him, just like he can go to Pennsylvania. And, you know, you guys are, you know, you guys know it. You know, he says he's not against fracking when he's in Pennsylvania. But if you look at his platform, it's like the second thing on there. That's going to go right away. We're eliminating all new fracking. We're going to shut it down. We're getting rid of fossil fuels. But because that would hurt him in Pennsylvania, the media just says, oh, okay. They don't talk about, again, Joe Biden pushing for TPP, pushing NAFTA, pushing China's permanent status in the World Trade Organization. Joe Biden has spent 50 years shipping American jobs, American blue-collar manufacturing jobs, good-paying jobs, to China and elsewhere. Hunter Biden, his son today, sits on a company, owns a piece of it in China. They're taking jobs out of Michigan and sending them to China. Today, it's going on. And yeah, Joe Biden's going to be made in America. Give me a break. Hey, it's absolutely asinine. He's done exactly the opposite for 50 years, and now he's going to change his tune and steal Donald Trump's platform, the platform that's actually brought American manufacturing jobs back, that actually grew significant jobs in Pennsylvania. Don't forget, Joe Biden lost, like, what, 52,000 jobs, you know, in manufacturing jobs in Pennsylvania under the 8 years of the Obama presidency. Donald Trump grew tens of thousands of jobs, more than that. And so he renegotiated failed policies like Joe Biden's beloved NAFTA, put in the USMCA to give our manufacturers a chance. So, you know, Joe Biden can say a lot, and, yeah, they'll spend a lot of that, you know, the $100 million that Mike Bloomberg's going to do and the billions that George Soros probably put in, the Tom Steyers of the world and all those radical left, you know, they'll spend that and put up a commercial that says exactly the opposite of everything that Joe Biden has ever done, but they can get away with that.
Donald Trump Jr., we appreciate your time this morning. Stay safe and thank you.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.